some Remy Martin, some good ass cigars. Check it out. Ayo, late night candlelight fiend with diesel in his needle. Queensbridge leader, no equal. I come from the will of Ezekiel to pop $1,000 bottles of scotch, smoke pot, and heal a people. Any rebuttal to what I utter, get box cut and counter many bad honeys. I slut, it's a high number. Name a nigga under the same sky that I'm under. Who gets money remain fly, yeah, I wonder. Eyes flutter as love, but Nas pops up. Stars get starstruck, panties start dripping. The ways of Carlito, blaze, torpedo cigars. Drop rolls, hoes, drop clothes. Louis the 13th.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, and I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Ready to chop up some very good game on today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the Players Retreat, coming to you live in Miami August 6th at the Miami-Dade Auditorium. You guys go to Ticketmaster.com and be sure to join me, Tariq Elite, live in Miami. It's going to be off the hook. That's August 6th. That's a Saturday. Everybody get your advance tickets. Get your plane tickets if you're not in Florida. Come on down and join us in Miami. I promise you it's going to be a life-changing event. Your game is going to get stepped up 100%. Also, today's show is brought to you by TariqElite.com. We are having a summer sale at TariqElite.com for 2 weeks only. The sale ends July 12th. For 2 weeks only, everything at TariqElite.com is 50% off, people. 50% off summer sale. Take advantage of it right now. You get the Tariq Elite sunglasses and the Risqué Elite cologne at 50% off. Take advantage of that right now at TariqElite.com. Now, I know a lot of people have been asking about the movie that we're going to be doing, The School, and how they can get involved. We're going to launch another Kickstarter page next week for The School so we can get people to help back the film, so you can get involved with that next week, and I'll keep you guys informed on that. And don't forget Hidden Colors, HiddenColorsFilm.com. You can get the hot documentary that everybody's talking about, Hidden Colors, at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Now let me get into some game. Let me put on some Mackin music. Now today's going to be a deep show. I want to talk about a lot of deep stuff that's been going on in the media and society as of late. But before I do that, let me drop a little game on one of my listeners who sent me an email. I wanted to read this before I got deep into the other game. But the email says, "Hey Tariq, what's going on? I've been involved with a girl in my grad school since last September. We have a group of mutual friends and we regularly enjoy each other's company. I thought she was cute and I decided to try my hand with her. After about a month of chilling out with her, one night he decided to put his bid in, and they wound up kissing, and as it turned out, she was feeling me as well. We started seeing each other, but because she and I had quite a few mutual friends, we didn't want to make everything awkward in the clique, so we kept it on the low. So for about 2 or 3 months, we were doing things that people in relationships do, just without the title. I'm assuming that means, you know, sex and, you know, he's banging it. But they were keeping everything on the low. After a month and a half ago, I noticed she started to get distant. She stopped doing a lot of things that we had been doing. I was confused because we had a great relationship up until that point. When I asked her what was going on, her exact words were, 'There are others.' So basically, she told this dude that she's messing with other cats. Asked to confirm that she was into somebody else. So the email goes on to say, I had to deal with it, and I knew that at that point, I should have charged her to the game. But my mind was still trying to reason exactly what I did wrong for some random dude to come swoop in and take a female away from me. Long story short, my real problem is that now I have strong feelings for this girl. We're still friends, and because all of our friends plan to go to school for the summer, we signed a lease and we're all in the same house together. So now I'm living in this house with her and 4 other people. I had no way of knowing that things would end up this way, and it's a daily struggle to live in a house with somebody who dumped me while I can see them in plain sight moving forward with their lives and acting completely like nothing happened between us at all. What should I do to rectify this situation? Signed, anonymous. Now, I'm assuming that a lot of guys out there have been in a situation like this. Anonymous, the thing with you is that you were the temporary dude. And there's nothing wrong with being the temporary dude. You were the temporary guy. See, a lot of cats think that women want relationships with every single guy they're with, but a lot of times women know when they're not really, really compatible with a dude, but they'll get a temporary guy who will fill that void, fill their time until they get the dude they really, really want, until they get the permanent dude or permanent for that moment. But women take on a temporary guy, just a something to do guy. Woman want to get her little freak on every now and then, you're the backup guy. Because sometimes women don't want to be too slutty with it. They don't want to go around with every random new nigga that they meet. So they'll get a guy that they know and a guy that they're comfortable with, and he'll be their little temporary go-to reserve guy in between relationships. And that's what happened with the gentleman who sent me this email. The problem is, he started catching feelings. The temporary dude is not supposed to catch feelings. You hit that. Stay cool with her. And do what you do. But don't get too emotional with a chick that you're just basically in a jump off relationship with. The thing is, man, there's a right and wrong way to do everything. There's a smooth way to do everything. You can be in a temporary situation and make it work and be respectful. I've been in situations like that. There's one female I had years ago, cool chick. Jump off. You know, we had a little temporary thing going on, nothing major. We didn't have any kind of relationship compatibility, but, you know, we had a little sexual thing going on. Every time she would get a dude, she would get in a relationship with a guy, she would call me up, hey, Tariq, I'm dating this new guy, and you can't really call the house no more. I just wanted to let you know. Now, a nigga who ain't got no game would get offended by that. You would let your ego bruise you up. But a player, somebody whose game is thorough, I had nothing but respect for that. That's how you do it. That's a respectful chick. She's respecting her new dude. I have no problem with that. That's her man. I'm not her man. Nor do I want to be. So respect your dude. Call me up, say, hey, you dating a dude? Can't call the crib? I respect that. Do what you do, babe. Hope your shit work out. If y'all get married, I'll be the first one to send a goddamn toaster to the bridal shower. I'm not a hater whatsoever. So she'd get in her little relationships for a few months. After the relationship was over with the next dude, she'd call up, hey, what's going on? It didn't work out with old dude. So how you doing? You know, it's that type of thing. Not a problem. We had a little temporary thing going on. Ego in check, ego intact and everything. And this happened a couple of times. She would call me back 6 months later. Hey, I'm dating another dude. Can't call the crib. Not a problem. Just if the shit don't work out, let me know. If I'm available, I'll come over there and pummel that ass like I always do. It's a respect thing. You can do everything as long as you show a level of respect and respect for yourself. And don't get your ego all bruised up. Now, with the gentleman who sent the email, another aspect of the game is that he has to see this female every goddamn day. You're living with a chick that dumped you. Now, that's a very hurtful thing to be around. Because when you're in a relationship and you break up with somebody, you need time to just get them out of your lives completely for you to get over it. Because you're just digging in the knife deeper when you look at a person all the time. Now, this gentleman, I emailed him back. I told him he needed to get his ass up out that house. Don't sit up and punish yourself all the time. And his reply was, well, damn, you know, I ain't got no money. I spent all my money on this lease. I'm a college student. And I understand that. So my thing, again, there's a way to work everything out. Just use the place as your sleeping ground. You need to be on your grind, working 2 and 3 jobs if you need to do that so you can get your own spot, so you ain't got to be up there watching this chick come in with dick residue on her, and you sitting around playing a goddamn video game, and she's breaking your heart every time you see her. You need to go to bed, wake up early, get out the house, do what you do, handle your business, stack your little money up, come back, go to sleep. Don't even interact with the chick. Your main focus is being on your grind, getting up out that spot. I see a lot of situations like that. People get, they break up or they get divorced and they're trying to live in the same house and all that dumb shit. Don't do that. You're just punishing yourself. Don't inflict that type of torture on yourself. Go out and handle your business. But I digress. Anyway, let's get into some other stuff that's been happening, because I want to talk about a lot of stuff that's been happening in the media. A lot of stuff happened. I hate to talk about a lot of racial stuff all the time. I really do. I like to just focus on the game, but because there's so many racial incidents that happen, I have to acknowledge it. And there's so many things that happens within the black community that go on, I have to acknowledge that. I wish I could just focus solely on the game, but we have to do what we have to do. In the media lately, have you noticed there's a lot of black folks being put in check? There was a story about U.S. Airways. There was a brother who's an athlete. I think he was a college athlete. He was on the plane and they arrested this brother for having sagging pants. And the thing is, this whole making sagging pants against the law, that's bullshit. That's another thing they want to do to target brothers, because they know that it's a cultural thing with a lot of young black people to sag pants. So now they're using that as an excuse to arrest brothers. And black folks, stop going for shit like that. I know that a lot of black folks don't like to see young people sagging their pants with their asses out. I don't like to see it either. But for people to try to use that as justification to arrest them, it's bullshit. And black folks, don't go along with that. Because them putting this brother off the plane was just a way for them to try to show this brother that they're in control, and they just wanted him to know his place. Because the brother on the plane, from what I've seen, and I've seen the footage of the guy on the plane talking to the airlines, it wasn't like he was in there trying to rock some hip-hop gear. The brother had on pajama pants and his shit just kind of slid down because he was lifting up his luggage. That's what it was about. It wasn't like the guy was in there trying to swag out. He had on pajama pants and his pajama pants slid down a little bit. And when people are on planes, they wear comfortable clothes and their clothes are just whatever. You wear sweatpants, you wear all types of shit. Sometimes your pants are going to get stuck in your ass, your clothes are going to come. You're on a plane, and when you're traveling, your clothes get a little janky. But for them to throw this brother off the plane, I hope U.S. Airways get the shit sued out of them. I hope they lawsuit their ass to death. Because the thing is, another story came out. There was an old white dude who flies on U.S. Airways on a regular basis, and he flies around in lingerie. This dude literally has on women's clothes, panties and stockings and heels, flying on the airways, and they don't say shit to this guy. He's never been arrested. They don't say anything to this guy. So it's a clearly racial situation. And we're talking about it on my Facebook page, and some of my Facebook friends, They have pictures of the guy because they work at the airport and they've taken pictures of this dude. And there's pictures circulating around with this guy wearing like booty shorts and hoe heels. It's a hot mess, but nobody says anything to him. So we have to look at stuff like that and stop allowing black folks to be put in check. The same thing with the brother Tracy Morgan. A lot of people are talking about the Tracy Morgan situation. The comedian Tracy Morgan, for those who don't know, he's a comedian. He was doing a comedy set and he said made some jokes about gay people. So the media just swooped down on this guy. They done got him and they started to make him apologize. He has to go around with gay groups and apologize. He's been doing press conferences apologizing. And a lot of people are like, oh, damn, Tracy Morgan, he sold out, he bowed down. The brother, man, they put his ass in a sling, man. They were going to take away his career. So he had to do what he had to do. they were going to literally take away this brother's career. And they always kind of check brothers on that shit. Like Isaiah Washington, the actor, they tried to check him about making some so-called homophobic remarks. But the Tracy Morgan situation is very unique. And it's very, not, I won't say unique, but it's very interesting. I mean, we need to understand the real reason why they're getting in Tracy Morgan's ass. It ain't because of no gay comments. It's not because of no gay remarks. That's just an excuse. Number one, the first thing is because, again, they just want to show you that they can put niggas in check. They can put you in your place. Because Tracy Morgan, he's the wild, crazy, zany comic. He's out there. They just wanted to show that they can put this nigga in his place. The second reason why they're getting in Tracy Morgan's ass is because of the Michael Richards situation. This is revenge for the Michael Richards situation. Y'all remember a couple of years ago, comedian Michael Richards, Kramer from Seinfeld, he was on stage in Hollywood. He had a nervous breakdown on stage and started yelling, nigga, 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 at one of the audience members who happened to be black. And the thing is, with Michael Richards, he got checked. They brought out the Jesse Jacksons and the Sharptons and the black leaders, paraded him around and made him apologize. And rightfully so, because the thing is, the difference between Michael Richards and Tracy Morgan, in the comedy stage is sacred, by the way. The comedy stage, you're supposed to say whatever you want to say in the realm of a comedic show. The comedy stage is sacred. That's why them getting on Tracy Morgan is bullshit, because he was telling jokes. Tracy Morgan was in the middle of a comedy routine. It was a setup punchline. It was jokes to what he was saying. It was a joke. Michael Richards, his shit wasn't a joke. He stopped telling comedy and this fool just started ranting on people. Michael Richards and Tracy Morgan, it cannot be compared. Just yelling, getting on stage, calling somebody in the audience a nigger, that's not comedy. That's like personal anger you're taking out. So it's we're talking apples and oranges. Because if Michael Richards told, he was yelling nigger on the stage and then he had a punchline, everything would have been cool, but he had no punchline. And when Michael Richards was yelling nigger, nigger this and nigger you need to get killed, when he was yelling all that, people were waiting on a punchline. He just didn't deliver one, so people start walking out of the comedy spot. But the thing is with Michael Richards, he got checked by black leaders. He got checked by black folks. They made him apologize. And you have to understand something about white folks. White folks don't like to be checked. White folks don't like to be checked by black folks. That's the last thing they like. You want to get white folks pissed off? Even if they're wrong, they don't like to be checked. Do not check white folks. They'll check each other, but when a black person or the black community checks a white person, they're going to get some type of revenge. So with the whole Michael Richards thing, it was a revenge thing. Just like with Dog the Bounty Hunter, when he's yelling his little nigga thing and brothers checked him, as revenge, they gave him his show back. You understand me? Y'all remember Mark Furman back from the OJ trial? When Mark Furman did his whole thing, Johnny Cochran was checking that ass. They ended up giving him a show on Fox and they gave him all types of book deals to spite the black community. Same thing with Michael Richards. Nothing really happened to Michael Richards. He didn't lose no money. He's still getting that syndication money. And whites in Hollywood, they were like, okay, we're going to wait. And we're going to pay these motherfuckers back. We're going to get a black person who's connected to a major corporation. Because there's thousands of black comedians out there. But not too many are connected to a major corporation like NBC. They got that in Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan is connected to NBC. So he was the perfect candidate for their revenge. And they knew that he was a wild and zany guy. And sooner or later he would say something that they can use to flip on him. And that was what they did. They waited till he said something that they could use. They were going to get him anyway. And they did. So don't get it twisted with the whole Tracy Morgan thing. It ain't about the homophobic gay jokes. That's bullshit. That was about revenge for Michael Richards. And to keep brothers in check. People are going to keep checking black folks. And they're going to feel like they can keep putting black folks in their places. And shitting on black folks. Because black folks shit on each other. We're going to keep it real 100. Black folks need to stop shitting on each other. For the past couple of months, all these little pre-summer events that's been going on around the country, young black folks have been acting a goddamn fool. There's fights in Miami, fights in Tennessee, fights in New York, fights in all. Every time you niggas get together, you're fighting like a goddamn fool. And when we treat each other like this, how do you expect other people to treat us? It's like when you go to somebody's house or you go to somebody's yard, the way they keep their home is the way you will treat their home. If you go to somebody's home and their home is nice and they have their home together, they have nice stuff, nice furniture, clean carpet, you're gonna respect their shit because they take care of their home. You're gonna walk in their house, you're gonna take your shoes off, you're gonna ask where the trash can is before you put some trash out. You're going to put a coaster on the table. You're going to go out of your way to not disrespect their home. But if you go to somebody's crib and it's raggedy, it's dirty, there's shit all over the floor, you're going to disrespect their home just like they're disrespecting their home. You got trash, you'll throw it right on the floor. There's trash on the floor already. I might as well litter on this shit. You're going to treat their shit the way they treat it. With no respect. That's just human nature. The black community is like that. People feel like they can do little slick shit to black folks, throw black folks under the bus, shit on black folks. It's because black folks, you do it to each other. There's a lot of events that's going to be going on this summer. The 4th of July weekend is coming up. The 4th of July weekend is coming up, and I just hope that you cats, your spirit will be intact enough to not act a damn fool, because the way cats are acting a fool now, the 4th of July weekend is going to be a beast. I just saw some shit up in D.C. They had some kind of Caribbean festival in Washington, D.C. last week. These little college students, you're in college, in the streets, fighting like goddamn dogs. In skinny jeans and shit. Niggas had on skinny jeans and wife beaters looking moist as hell. It had to be the world's moistest street fight. But this is going on all across the board, man. That broken spirit that I talked about before. The spirit of the black community is broken. This is why cats are out here acting a fool. Again, I was in Tanzania a couple of weeks ago. Millions of black folks. I didn't see black folks arguing, fighting, or nothing. So this broken spirit shit, black folks over here fighting each other, is really indicative to American society. It's time to heal your goddamn spirits. Because the thing is, again, if black folks had it together as a whole, other people wouldn't think about stepping to you crazy. Because deep down, you know what? There's a masochistic collective mentality within black folks. A lot of black folks feel like they deserve mistreatment. That's why you mistreat each other, because a lot of black folks, your spirit is so broken, you feel like you deserve the mistreatment. And let's keep it really 100. Let's keep it 200. Black folks in America love abuse. Black people in America love lies and they love abuse. Now, there are exceptions. Now, people, if you're listening to me right now, 9 times out of 10, you are the exception, because you're listening to me. That means you're trying to step your game up and you have a certain level of consciousness. So the people who are listening to me directly, this really may not apply to you, but we know the masses of black folks love abuse and lies. black folks will accept all types of abuse from everybody else. People out there wouldn't accept that shit. Other races don't accept the kind of shit black folks accept. But black folks love abuse and love to be lied to. That's why cats go to church, so the preacher can lie to you and touch your kids and touch your boys. Shout out to Bishop Eddie Long. But black folks love goddamn lies. It's like these overweight sisters. You love somebody lying to you, telling you you thick. Black folks love lies. A lot of these brothers too. That's why y'all brothers be up in the strip club paying these strippers to lie to you. You give them $20 for a lap dance and they tell you how fly you are. They tell you how much of a baller you are. You love lies. Niggas love lies. Because if you try to drop some real knowledge on some of these niggas out here, they reject it. If you try to wake some of these black folks up, they reject it. They'll damn near kill you for trying to wake them up and drop some real game on them and tell the truth to them and tell them who they are. You drop some game on them, they'll be like, get out of here with that shit, nigga. The fuck you saying, nigga? You trying to be honest with some of these niggas? What, nigga, you trying to get over, nigga? It's that type of thing. But black folks love lies and love disrespect. That's why people like Asians and Arabs, people can come into the black community, set up shop, and shit on you. And you keep coming back. People complain about the Korean business and the Arab grocer and all that stuff, but y'all still keep going to these people. These Koreans, they come in, set up shop, they put up a bulletproof glass, don't even interact with you, don't want to breathe your air. You go in their store, they're following you around, making sure your black ass don't steal nothing. Disrespectful as hell. Talking about your ass in Korean. Y'all go up into these nail shops, they be talking shit about you in Korean and Chinese and whatever language they know. And you keep going to them. No love, no respect. They come get your money. Fuck you. Goodbye. Niggas love disrespect and abuse. And some people say, well, Tariq, we just need to get the knowledge out there. It's all about knowledge. There needs to be more knowledge. See, knowledge is one thing, people. Knowledge is one thing. But knowledge and your spirit ain't right, the knowledge is useless. It's all about your spirit. Like in DC, these kids who were fighting were college students, so they have knowledge. If you're in college, you're smart enough to know your dumb ass shouldn't be out here fighting in the streets. Right? The thing is, it's the spirit. The spirit ain't right. If your spirit is broken, the knowledge is useless. That's why a lot of people in the so-called conscious community, they have a lot of knowledge, but their spirits are broken. Their spirit ain't right. You have a lot of dudes who went to jail or who was in prison. They read a couple of books, and they're very knowledgeable about a lot of shit. But being in jail, that really kills your spirit. A lot of shit that goes on in jail kills your spirit. So you got a lot of these ex-con dudes who are very knowledgeable. They can drop knowledge all day, but their spirits are broken and they don't do anything with the knowledge. All they do, and y'all know what I'm talking about, there's a lot of cats out here who get a lot of knowledge just for the sole purpose of debating one another. All these niggas do is just get in the room and debate one another. Try to out-knowledge each other. Try to show who's smarter than the next cat. You know these cats, they get books and they start using these big words out of context. The discombobulation of what you're saying, my brother, is not what you're trying to say. That's inconducive to the, I mean, that dumb shit. Like in Living Color, where Damon Wayans used to do that character using the big words in jail. That's what a lot of niggas do. They get knowledge, but their spirit ain't right, so they just fuck the knowledge up. They don't do anything constructive with it. And the thing is, man, just because your spirit is off, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. because everybody whose spirit is off, they're not going to go out here and fight, or they're not going to go out here and kill, but it's going to cause abnormal actions. Just because your spirit ain't right, again, you're not going to do anything that's really deceptive, but your actions are going to be off. Your actions are going to be off, and you're not going to be doing things that a normal person knows how to do, or a normal person should do. Because, look, we all know somebody that we were friends with or that we were cool with back in the day, and then we find out they did something weird, and then you say, well, goddamn, I knew someone right about that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You see somebody do something real off, and you're like, oh, man, I knew someone right about your ass. I knew someone right. It's because their spirit was off. You know, back in the day, man, when I was growing up in high school, I had a friend named Greg. Greg was, we were cool. Greg was a cool guy. There was some shit that was off about the dude, but Greg, he was a genuinely cool person. Now, I find out a few years after high school that this nigga Greg became a goddamn stripper. And the thing is, the nigga never, he was a skinny dude in school, and he became a stripper, but he never got buff. You know, like a lot of strippers are buff dudes. But this nigga never got his weight up. So like a bony fucking stripper. But the thing is, back in when we were in school, something was off about the dude. The dude's, his little spirit wasn't right. But I became cool with the guy. Me and my friends became cool with the guy because the dude knew how to dress real cool. Because back in high school, we used to be on our little fly suit shit, try to dress GQ. So we would put on all these fly suits, and he would come to school with fly suits too. So we kind of tried to outdress each other and eventually became cool. So that's how I became cool with the guy. But the thing is, the dude was still kind of off. The dude was like just a weird type of nigga. You know, kind of overly arrogant and all this. So shit, the dude thought he was flyer than what he was. And I think that was a defense mechanism because he was a bony dude who used to get bullied. So he had to create a defense mechanism because the bullying broke his spirit. Certain things will break your spirit if you allow it. Be clear on that. We allow certain things to break our spirit. You don't allow the shit to break your spirit. You take control of what you will allow to happen to you. But back to this dude, my dude, I think the bullying broke his spirit, so he tried to cover it up with all this old arrogance and all this shit. So a few years later, after high school, and this was down in Birmingham, and I would go back and forth. I moved down to Atlanta, and I would go back and forth to Birmingham, and I would go to clubs and kick it with my old friends in Birmingham. And we're coming out of a club, and we see this flyer. And down south, they have clubs, and they have these strippers that come in the regular clubs and be dancing and shit down south. Well, back in the day, they used to do it. I don't know if they do it now. But back in the 90s, in these southern clubs, they'd bring in male strippers because there would be a lot of women down there. They like to see that shit. So we're coming out one club, and there's a flyer for this male exotic dancer review. It was some hoochie ass name. It was like, I forgot what the name. It was like the chocolate butt cheek male review or some stupid shit. So we see the flyer, and the flyer has all these dudes on there with their clothes off, big buff dudes standing up against the wall with their back to the camera, and right in the middle was our homie Greg. Bony than a motherfucker, wearing a damn G-string and some flip-flops, looking over his shoulder into the camera. I said, hell damn no, man. I know that can't be the homie. So about a week or so later, we're at this club down in Birmingham called T's Place. I think they changed the name of it, but it was called T's Place back in the 90s. And it was a regular club, people in there dancing. And then what they would do at these clubs, they would turn the music off at a certain part of the night, and they'd announce the male exotic dancers to come out and strip. So I'm like, okay. They're like, ladies, we got a treat for you. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm up here macking. There's a club full of women. I'm enjoying myself. I'm spitting game, trying to get at these old country finger wave wearing bitches out here. So they're like, ladies, we got the chocolate butt cheek male review. I said, oh, fuck. And then the ladies all gathering around the dance floor and shit. And then they announced the homie Greg. And this nigga, he had a real hoochie ass stripper name. I think that nigga's name was like Cinnamon Thug or some dumb shit. So the announcer was like, coming to the stage. And this nigga came out with a goddamn cowboy hat on, with a leather vest, some chaps, some boots, and some spurs. They're like, coming to the stage, ladies, we got Cinnamon Thug. Here we go. Ladies, check him out.
Let me see the tips and rolls.
So this nigga come out with glitter and shit on his damn stomach, twerking, doing the fucking Tootsie Roll. And I'm trying to avoid eye contact with this nigga so people don't be like, oh, damn. I don't want this nigga to shout me out or nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, I knew this motherfucker was off right here. Bony as hell, twerking with a damn towel stuck up in his bikini briefs. And not that I'd be looking at niggas' dicks, but this nigga had a giant towel stuffed in his drawers, twerking. I said, this nigga's spirit is fucked up, man. I knew something was off about this dude. So my point is, man, we know when somebody's spirit is off, and you need to learn when your spirit is off. You got to get your spirit right. Knowledge don't mean anything if your spirit ain't right. And you get your spirit right by making a decision to be a fair and just person with whatever you do. You know whether or not you're doing some fair shit or not. You get your spirit right by not letting other people break your spirit. Not letting other people turn you into a person who's not fair and just. You know how to walk a fair, just, righteous path. You know how to live a lifestyle. You have to make a decision to live an honest lifestyle. You have to make a decision to be honest with yourself. You have to make a decision to be true to yourself. And most importantly, you have to make a decision to respect yourself. And when you have that intact, your spirit will be intact, and other people's whose spirit is intact will gravitate towards you. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, everybody, we have a sale at TariqElite.com. Get those sunglasses. Join me live in Miami. The game is going to be so heavy in Miami on August 6th. I cannot wait to the lecture in Miami on August 6th. We're going to have a ball at the Players Retreat. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors at HiddenColorsFilm.com. I will see you and chop up game with you next week. Peace.